Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome! Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, speaking. That's right, believe it or not, this is your host. That's right. And listen, you want to call in? Love to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Remember that phone number, 407-894-1680. And if you're just tuning in for the first time, say, what is this show? What is this all about? Well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. So if you are visually impaired or blind, welcome aboard. If you are sighted, you too are welcome, and you can all call in. That's right. Love to hear from you, 407-894-1680. Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players tonight. That's right. To my left, my beautiful co-host, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I am here. It seems like a long time since last Sunday for some reason, but I'm here. Welcome, everybody, and it's my job to say You're listening to the March 13th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome.
And in her home in College Park, believe it or not, College Park, Florida, because we're live from Orlando, Florida, the one, the only, that's right, Miss Beautiful, she says it all. Miss Sheila Young, co-host Sheila Young, says it all, girl.
Good evening, Michael. I'm so glad you're blind.
Sheila, that's terrible.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to be back.
And in the studios, in Orlando studios, that's right, we're on the radio. This is not a podcast. We're live on a radio. That's right. Chris Shaw, are you there, Mr. Engineer, Mr. Producer?
Already know I'm right here. I'm right here. How are you doing?
Hi, Chris.
Sheila.
I got one thing to say to you, Chris Shaw.
I'm all ears.
Great Googa Booga.
Heba Hoo, Wabba Dabba Doo.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Listen,
like the
folks.
Old days in the studio.
Listen, folks. You don't know what you're listening to. This is the beginning of a very good show for you tonight.
It's a busy show.
That's right.
It's a girl's show.
It's a girl's show. What am I doing here?
You and Chris are here. But
okay.
Oh, so we just here.
We're just here, Mike.
That's what it is. We're just here.
Okay. So the folks tonight. And you know, I'd like to hear from you folks. People always ask me, what kind of folks listen to your show? What kind of, let's just say they've lost their vision. So what did they lose their vision to? I said, well, a lot of them lost their RP. I don't know a lot of other folks what you lost. Why don't you call in and let me know what you lost your vision to? Immaculate degeneration. I think I said it. Did I say it right? Did
no,
I said it wrong?
Not immaculate.
So
immaculate.
Help me. Immacular.
No, I. Just M.
Immacular.
Right.
Degeneration.
Right. I think Carolyn has Bonnet syndrome.
Bonnet syndrome?
We know Greg has.
I'd like to hear from some folks. Let me know what you lost your vision. Nobody, I guarantee you out there has what I had.
Oh, I know what Greg has. Lieber's.
Lieber's.
Yeah.
So if you have something, I'd like to hear what you have if you're visually impaired. But nobody has what I had, guaranteed.
Why, you think you're the only one that has?
Yes, I do. Because I don't think I would love to hear if everybody else has what I have. My eyes are fine. It's the brain that did me in. That's right. Believe it or not, my brain did me in. It's called stress. Believe it or not, stress did me in. Yeah, stress gave me two things in my life so far, both negative. It got me to go blind, and it got me cancer. I beat the cancer after a couple of years of radiation treatments and Lupron needles and everything else. But the blindness, well, it's still with me. So, folks, call in. I'd love to know what you got because people always ask me, and I don't know what to tell them.
They don't tell us. Sheila, do you have any shout-outs tonight? You said you had one or two.
I do.
I know you have one very important one.
I do?
Well, Bill.
Oh, yes. That one. Yes, this one. I have two. One, a happy birthday to my dear sister, is a sighted individual. Her birthday is this week, and she is my best friend, Patty Cordell. So her birthday is Wednesday. She ruined my mother's St. Patrick's Day party. But anyway.
And your sister
and
is the best.
She is the best. Absolutely. She's my best friend, my confidant, and I just love her to death. And then Bill Freeman is in the hospital, has been in the hospital since Tuesday, and he will have
open heart surgery.
Not open heart, thank you, Lord. But he's having surgery tomorrow, so I hope anybody that knows Bill will keep him in your thoughts and prayers and that his surgery will go well. So
he loves the show too, and he listens to the show. So
yes, he does.
I hope he'll be all right.
Hope so. Let's pray for him.
That's right.
So, folks, going back to what I was saying before, 407-894-1680. If you can call in, I'd like to know what you got. It would be very nice. I can tell people. We talk to people sponsoring the show. And I said, well, everybody's got everything on this show. So if you can let me know what you got, so I'm going to appreciate it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Did I say it slow? Hope
beautiful.
So.
Beautiful. Perfect.
Anyway, okay. What, Lynn?
No,
what did you want to say?
I just wanted to do my weekly reminder.
Do your weekly reminder.
If anybody is interested in finding out more about Spectrum Communications, the accessibility department, that you can call the disability support team, and I'll give you the number, 844-762. I'm lumping it all together, 1301-1301. That's 844-762-1301.
I just thought of something. There's a few of you that I know personally have retina problems, whether it's detachments or you're born without retinas. If I'm not saying it right, call me in.
Thanks for calling the Blind to Beyond Radio Show. How you doing,
caller?
What's your name? All right, hold on one moment. We
can hear you talk.
All right, he's... Apparently, Chris has a call.
That's funny.
Thanks for calling the Blind to Beyond Radio Show. How you doing, caller? What's your name?
Chris, you're not muted.
Oh, oops.
Hey, sorry. Chris, you're on the air.
He can't hear us.
Chris.
He hears us.
You're on the air, Chris.
I'm sorry. I just heard it. I just heard it in the background of somebody, Alexa, while I was on the phone. I'm sorry.
Well, it's about time you made a mistake on the air.
Yay!
Yay. You finally made a mistake.
So who's on the line?
Right, so we got two.
My imagination.
We got two callers. We got our good friend from Clinton, Indiana, and the one and only Sherry Brun from Orlando. They want to get it in because they said they're going to answer your question.
Okay,
let's hear from John from Clinton, Indiana. John?
How you doing there? Michael, how are you doing?
John, we're not doing trivia right now.
Okay, well, I know it. I'm just calling to tell you how I lost my eyesight. I lost mine due to glaucoma. You hear me?
You lost your sight due to glaucoma?
Glaucoma and detached retinas.
Wow.
It's a double whammy.
I lost them. I started losing my sight at about 29, 30 years old, and I had an operation, and within 3 months, the retina detached. They reattached it, went back in 3 months later, and it re-detached again. Within that first year, from 71 to 72, I had 5 operations on my left eye and lost it totally. Then in 74, my eyesight, or in my right eye, but retina's detached, they reattached it, and it stayed on until December of 77. They went in and operated twice, and after that, that was it. I haven't seen any light in 44 or 45 years.
You know, John, I would love for you to come on sometime and tell people what it's like to lose your vision after having vision for 30 years. I think that would be an awesome idea.
Well, I was a printing pressman for 12 and a half years. I worked in a print shop and run presses and did all kinds of stuff like that. And then it went belly up. I mean, you know, the rug was pulled out from under me, and down I went. So, but
I think we should ask him, Lynn. What do you think?
That's fine with me.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds
are you
good.
Talking about on ACB, Sheila? Or are you talking about
on here. I think it'd be awesome if we could talk to him sometime when we have an opening.
That's up to John. He's
always up to John.
He's always
in a rush.
I don't care. It's up to you. Whenever you want to book me in there,
John, give your phone number to Chris. I know you won't want to do Zoom because you don't like computers.
No.
So, yeah, do that. Give Chris phone number.
Give your phone number to Chris.
We're going to break any minute, and we'll schedule you in. Michael will call you.
I'll call you.
No problem.
Thank you, John.
Thanks for calling. Let's go to Sherry in Orlando.
Yep.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate your call so much. Sherry, you're on the bone. Orlando.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sheila. How are you guys?
Hey, Sherry.
Two things. I lost my sight because of something called retinopathy of prematurity, A lot of people lost their sight that way in the 50s and early 60s. So that's how I lost my sight. And that's because your eyes are the last thing to develop, and the vessels are very fragile. And when you're that premature, sometimes the oxygen and other things can affect the blood vessels, and they break, and then they cause bleeding, and then your retinas detach, and then your vision is pretty much gone. I do know some people with ROP. Billy James is a pretty good example of that, with quite a bit of vision. And I have a friend that I grew up with that has quite a bit of vision, but in my case, I have zero. And then the other thing I want to tell you, you're not the only one, Michael. We have, Sheila and I have an acquaintance, a friend, used to be involved in the Federation chapter and other community things, Dwight. And Dwight lost his vision very suddenly. He was driving down the street, coming back from his father's funeral when he was on his 50th birthday. And suddenly he realized that things were awfully blurry. And his wife said, "You really need to pull over. You're about to have an accident, hit someone." And he pulled over, and his vision was gone, just like that.
Yeah, but what did he lose his eyesight to? What reason?
A stroke. It was a brain thing.
Oh, a stroke.
And
oh,
it was from stress and high blood
stroke.
Pressure.
Well, that's not me. Mine was stress.
Well, same thing. Stress causes.
No, I didn't have a stroke.
No, but what?
Well, you can have a stroke in the vision part of your brain, and it doesn't affect anything else. Nothing else was affected, just his vision, and they said it was from stress.
Gotcha.
So, well, one minute you can.
But I got to tell you something very interesting. I got to do it fast. Right now, every day I'm going to, what's it called?
I knew you were going to do that.
Yeah, but because she brought up something.
Hyperbaric
oxygen treatment. I'm going every day. So it's very interesting what you just said, because I'm in a chamber for 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday, for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to help my bladder with the bleeding, stop the bleeding. But it also helps anything else in your veins. What you mm-hmm. said.
That they gave babies.
They gave baby too much oxygen. In my case, I get 100% oxygen. So I wonder how it's going to affect.
You're going to call your doctor.
So
what you're
going to
do?
I mean, baby premature eyes are very much different than adult eyes. So I doubt it's going to hurt anything. But yeah, that's what happened to him driving down the road, and then gradually a little bit of vision came back. And I think he still has a little bit. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in forever, so I'm not sure.
I remember.
But very similar situation to yours.
Yeah, he was on our show.
Well, ago. Thanks for calling. I appreciate your call.
You.
Thank you so much.
Sherry,
we've got to go to break. Thanks for calling in, Sherry. Thank you. Yeah. We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th. At the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number, well, that's if you can do it. The phone number is 407-894-1680. Hope you can do it. You have to use your finger, 407-894-1680. Well, you don't have to always use your finger. You can use your mouth, too. 407-894-1680. Right now, Lynn, you're up. We have a guest.
Chris has a young lady on the phone.
Well, I had the pleasure of talking with this young lady, a beautiful voice, and I'm quite sure that when I see her in person, she's going to be a dime and a million bucks all at the same time. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, do me a favor and put those hands together. And let's welcome our guest, Miss Beverly B, on the phone line. Miss Beverly, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
See, you hear that voice. That's that million-dollar voice right there.
Wow.
Wait. Is this the Beverly?
Well, let me give her
the
name.
The Beverly.
She really is. Hey, Beverly. Hi, Beverly. That was Michael. This is Lynn. And say hi to Sheila.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi, Sheila. How are you?
So I'd like to introduce everybody. Introduce you to everybody. This is Beverly. Is it Bonert or Bonert?
It's Bonert.
Bonert. Okay. And from what I understand, Beverly, you're a client at Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando?
Yes, I am. I have been for the past year.
Well, tell us. That's why you called in, right? You're excited about the living skills that you're learning and assistive technology. Tell us all about it.
Well, sure. Last year, I suffered some additional loss of sight that had an impact on my day-to-day living and my confidence. And getting in touch with Lighthouse, they have a very much of a can-do atmosphere and attitude. They basically asked me what did I want to do and how did I want to do it. And they provided me with the lessons or the skills to do that. Everything from labeling to identify things in my pantry or in my cabinet. Mobility training, the ability to upstep or upgrade my ability to use a cane and be independent. Learning to use products that were already available to me, learning the tech skills that my computer could provide me by talking to me, being able to identify emails, to write emails, without being able to see to do those tasks. Also, as well as using my phone to the skills that I did not know that were available and software on that product. Again, being able to have it talk to me or talk to it to communicate with the outside world. And
Beverly,
I couldn't...
this is Michael. Beverly, I have to interrupt you. Can I ask you two questions, two simple questions? First, how did you lose your vision?
I have been losing my sight since I was 33. It's called degenerative myopia, and I am now almost 70. So I've been independent all my life, but with this last vision loss, it took some of that confidence away from me. So it's just something that's been gradual over all those years.
You sound great. And how did you find out about Lighthouse?
I actually saw something a few years ago on 60 Minutes about a blind architect that had designed a building for Lighthouse. I'm not sure which city. But it also introduced me to what Lighthouse could provide a visually impaired person. And I have also, over the years, given this name out to friends of mine who have children or older parents that have had vision issues as they've gotten older. And they have received and been just as happy with the services provided to them as just what's been provided to me in the last year.
Beverly, you sound really confident, and you really are an inspiration for people all over the country because, yes, you are a client at Lighthouse Central Florida in Orlando, but this applies to people all over the country that might need assistive technology assistance and learning skills. Right,
Sheila? Beverly, this is Sheila, and
yes. It's
nice to meet you. I hope that we can have conversation after the show. Have you at any point thought about joining one of the advocacy groups for blind and visually impaired? Because we do so much in advocating for independence for those that are losing their vision in their senior years.
I have not, but I would be interested in speaking to someone about that to see if I have something to offer in connection with that.
You're speaking to one of them now. I am your age, and I would love to talk with you, so you can ask Lynn at some point to share your information with me, and we do have a national organization called Agency Serving the Aging Alliance Serving the Visually Impaired as they lose their vision as they become seniors. So it's a great organization, and there's a wonderful advocacy community out there. And there's so much going on in Congress about the seniors losing their vision with medical device accessibility, et cetera. So I'd love to talk with you.
I would love to do that.
That's nice. See?
Very nice.
You made a friend.
See that? That's what happens. The Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's put right. people together. That's
Tell
what we do.
Tell us more, Beverly, about your experiences there at Lighthouse Central Florida. There's a lot of people in the Central Florida area that are listening to you and might be losing their sight or know someone that's losing their sight. So they're listening to you right now.
As I said, the attitude there is can do. No matter what you ask about, they have an answer for or the ability to teach you how to relearn a skill without actually being able to see and do it. You couldn't ask for a better group of individuals that I have dealt with. Everybody is upbeat. There is never no, you can't do that, or no, you did it wrong. There is no wrong. It's your ability to adjust, and they are there every step of the way to do that. And I think that's wonderful that they allow you to progress at your own speed to accomplish a task that you've taken for granted forever how long. Whether you're a young person or an old person, you don't realize how much you depend on your eyesight until you don't have it. So in that regard...
And Beverly, I think what everybody needs to realize is just because we don't do it your way doesn't mean that we're not doing it the right way. We're doing
That's
it
correct.
The right way for us as we lose our vision. So,
yes, I agree 100%. It's what makes you comfortable and allow you to live your life as an independent individual. So that's the best part of the program that I've been through there. It is constantly encouragement and suggestions in order to do that.
Beverly, this is Michael.
Yes.
I hope
yes.
you'll be listening to the radio show after today. Can you hear me, Beverly?
Yes, I can.
Yes. You know, there's lighthouses all over this country, from California to Florida. You know, Lighthouse is sponsoring our radio show for 7 years, and they just renewed again for another year, for next year. But they have a great organization. I went there, and they helped me a lot with my mobility. I can't even talk anymore.
Mobility.
With my wait a minute. I want to say the word mobility. And I was tongue-tied. What are you laughing about, Sheila?
Well, thank you, Beverly, for joining us, and we hope you listen every Sunday night because you'll be learning a lot. We're always fun, but we are also serious. Look at you, making me now I can't talk. Oh my gosh,
Beverly, it's been a joy meeting you. I hope to talk with you some more because I think you and I would get along just fine. So.
As soon as I heard her age bracket, I thought, uh-oh, Sheila, same age.
I didn't even know there's people that old.
Come on. Okay, we got to run. We got to go to break, Beverly. But I was
talking about Sheila, not anybody else. I was when I was saying that, I was talking about the Sheila, nobody else.
I'm forever young.
Definitely.
Say goodnight.
Okay. I wasn't talking to you,
Beverly,
because you're a youngster.
All right.
We got to go to break, Michael.
We're going to go to break. Thanks for calling in, Beverly.
We'll be in touch.
Thank you. All right.
You're a sweetheart. You're a sweetheart, Beverly. Wish you the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. Chris, we'd like to go to break.
I was only talking about Sheila Young.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I'd love to hear from you, is 407-894-1680. You got the phone number? 407-894-1680. This show is dedicated to all the people that are Sheila Young's age.
Okay.
For those folks that are younger, like me, what can I tell you? Yeah.
Mike, I'm not even getting involved in tonight, Mike, because it's all women. So you out there on this fish line by yourself, Mike. I'm just giving you a heads up.
And he's hanging himself real good.
Well, on that lovely note, let me introduce our next guest. Okay, we'd like to welcome tonight April Ogden. And April is calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. And she has a business called Career Solutions. She's a Career Solutions architect. What the heck is that, April? Sheila and I would like to know.
And so,
welcome, April.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
And first of all, I'm hoping your mom is feeling better. That's the most
important thing. She is. She arrived home Friday. So Thank God I had the rehabilitation counseling background because I had to strongly advocate for her. But
were you born in April? Were you born in April?
No, I was not. I was born in August.
So why'd you want to name you April?
I have no idea.
I know a June. I'm very friends with June.
Okay, Michael. You probably know somebody that's named every month of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So, April, tell us about your business.
So, the name of the official business is It's Your Outcome. I'm, again, a strong advocate in owning your outcome. That is something I strongly believe in. I believe we should not allow other people to write our narratives, and we need to own our outcome as best as we can. So that's the name, the meaning behind the name.
Wow. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And who do you reach out to? Are you involved in the visually impaired blind employment or sighted or both, or what do you focus on?
So pretty much a little bit of everything. I work with veterans with disabilities, service-connected disabilities, veterans without. I work with youth with disabilities. I work with folks visual impairments, blind, mental health, you name it, I work with people. And basically, again, my goal is for people to have the outcome that they would like and not allow someone else to write their narrative.
So if somebody's looking for a job, and I know you're all about it being inclusive, but somebody's looking for a job and they come to you and they consult with you?
Yes, definitely. So finding a job these days, I know we are all watching the news and they're saying, oh, we have so many people quit. I think it was January, 4 million people quit and the unemployment rate is so low. But I'm not satisfied with that because people with disabilities, we honestly have a hard time gaining employment and getting through those barriers. So I love to watch the news, but I'm not happy because, again, that does not include a lot of the people with disabilities.
No, 70% unemployment rate in the blind community is not acceptable.
Exactly. I agree.
So if anybody has any questions for April, we probably don't have much time, but you can call 407-894-1680. And we do understand that one of our listeners is a friend of yours or someone you went to school with, Kelly.
Yes, Kelly Jane. Yes.
So.
Yep. And did you went to school together and work together, or you just
we
went
also,
to
also, yep.
I yep, really we worked with her.
Yeah, the University of North Florida is where we attended. I was a vocational rehabilitation supervisor for the Florida Department of Blind Services.
Wow.
Oh. So why'd you leave Florida?
Oh, I will tell you, I wanted to. I have 30 plus years of experience in rehabilitation counseling, and I learned that it sometimes is limited based on location. So I relocated. There's a lot of opportunities to work with veterans here in Atlanta. And that was something I've done pretty much everything, work with all different type of populations. That was a population I had not. And so that started me here in Atlanta in September of 2018. I work for a nonprofit organization, but I also provide freelance consulting to people with disabilities.
April, I have a question. Do you do anything online or all the visits in person in the office?
Right now it's remote, so I try to make it easy, especially for people with disabilities. COVID has been horrible, but for people with disabilities who have the access to technology, it's working out, I'll say that. So I do try to do remote. And I am able to visit if, you know, the need for it's like when I consult with companies, if the need arises.
So in other words, you don't have to be from the Atlanta area then if you're looking for a job.
Exactly. Thank you. Well, give
people the specific website, the specific contact information. This is important.
Okay, so the website is itsyouroutcome.com. Again, that's itsyouroutcome.com. My email address is support@itsyouroutcome.com. And all of my contact information, you can schedule a calendar meeting. You can look at all the services that I provide. All of that's on my website.
That's terrific.
So, and April, if it's okay with you, I'm going to ask Lynn to give me your contact information.
Yeah, well, you're asking me for a lot of favors tonight.
I know.
I don't know
notes.
If I can do
make
this.
Notes. And the reason that I'm asking is ACB does community calls every week.
Okay.
And I think that I might take this as a community call to ACB, and you could offer up what you've got and what your company is, and then you would take questions, and we could take an hour out of your time if you would let us do that.
Would love to. Okay. Would be honored.
I'm playing matchmaker this week.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, April.
Guys.
We appreciate it. And give out your email address once more. And
okay.
I meant your website.
Okay, the website is itsyouroutcome.com.
So it's basically you're in control, right? And it's your decision what your outcome will be. And
I give people the tools to equip themselves, to empower themselves to own their outcome.
Terrific.
And okay. April, our prayers are with you and your mom.
Thank you so much.
All right, April. Thank you so much, and thanks for joining us. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Take care. Good night. Okay. Sheila, did you want to go to your trivia with Chris?
Sure.
Oh, we still have time?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Chris. I chose this song because I really did try to find a spring song, and I couldn't, but I love this song, so I want to know who is singing this song.
Wait, this took me back, Sheila.
Oh,
to
amen.
Your high school.
I love it.
When your love runs high.
Hippie days.
In this time, give it to me easy.
407-894-1680.
Take you in this time to promised lands, to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
Good music.
Good music, you know, but I never knew that was the name of the group. I just
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
407-894-1680. That's the phone number,
407-894-1680.
Been great.
Okay, Chris.
I think he likes the music.
This was one of those groovy songs.
I love that.
Oh, he knows
song.
The right word. Groovy.
Groovy, groovy.
Groovy, groovy.
So who knows this song? Anybody know the song? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Anybody know that song?
Yeah, I've heard the song, but I never knew that was the name of the group.
Neither did I.
Yeah, I heard the song several times.
I love that song.
Chris, when I was looking at the video, it reminded me of Woodstock. Do you know what Woodstock was?
No.
Chris, you better say yes.
You got me with Woodstock. I know Bed-Stop.
No.
Look Woodstock. Up Woodstock. With all the
1969.
Oh, my God. He never heard of Woodstock?
I grew up in Woodstock in Chicago.
Look up Woodstock, the weekend whole concert. It was unbelievable.
One of the biggest. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. Millions. Wasn't it millions there?
My friend Debbie was there. They trekked in the mud.
Oh, yeah. I did.
One of the biggest concerts of all time.
Yep.
Everybody was smoking
and drinking.
Smoking and drinking. How do you know you weren't there?
No, Debbie was. I wasn't allowed to go there. My parents wouldn't let me go. She probably escaped.
And you're right. It was mud.
Mud. It's a rainy weekend.
I can't believe we don't have anybody.
I got a question. If anybody went to that concert, why don't you call in? 407-894-1680.
That would be cool.
Yeah. 407-894-1680. If you've ever been on that concert, Woodstock, call in. Love to hear from you.
Yeah.
I don't know that they were there. I don't believe that this group was there, but...
Who was there, though? Do you remember, Sheila? I don't.
Oh, gosh. I don't. We could probably ask Lady A, who all was...
We gotta look up.
Yeah, that would be fun to know.
Yeah, we could do that on the
Monday. All right. So who's calling in?
When Chris gets quiet, you know there's somebody on the phone.
That's scary.
What?
What's that it? Nobody knows?
Well, I didn't know it. And that's the year I graduated from high school. I mean, I knew the song, but...
Yeah, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you're an old broad? I married an old broad? Oh, my goodness gracious. Mm-mm-mm.
I did not know the name of that group.
All right.
Is that your only hit?
All right.
I'm going to fill in...
Oh, you've got somebody.
Hey! No, 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 no. I have Peter on the phone line because Peter wants to ask you guys a question. Peter from Osmar, Florida.
Lord.
He wants to ask you a question.
Oh, okay. Because he's on the no-win list tonight.
Right. He's on the no-win list.
I'm worried about questions.
Okay, Peter, ask your question. Peter, where are you calling from?
Hi, Peter.
Hey, I'm calling from Osmar.
Rated show.
And,
Peter, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Osmar. It's
where?
Palm Harbor.
Where is that?
O-L-D-S.
I won last week. I'm not guessing this week, but I want to mention something for the future. Does anybody know who Art Tatum is? Art Tatum, jazz pianist?
Yeah, that's Mrs. Tatum's son.
Huh?
Or daughter. Mrs. Tatum.
No.
Now, Art,
no. To answer your question.
I'm saying in the future you might put up his music because he was blind. A lot of people don't know that Art Tatum was blind because they said when he played the piano, you couldn't believe it. His hands moved so fast over the keyboard, you couldn't believe he couldn't see. So maybe in the future...
Wait a minute. Wasn't he... Peter, wasn't he in concert in West Palm Beach last year or 2 years ago?
No. He died a while ago. He was from the great days.
He was in concert.
1930s, 1940s. Unbelievably fast fingers.
I will write it down.
Art Tatum.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Peter. No, we didn't know that.
Yeah,
so where is Oldsmar exactly?
Yeah, next time when you got a music interlude, let's hear Art Tatum. It'll blow people. It'll be one of those things like be blind. You're too competent to be blind.
Oldsmar is over by the Palm Harbor area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. On the West Coast.
On the West Coast, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Listen, let's go back to the phone line. We got our friend Mike from Aventura, Florida on the phone line. He said, I hadn't won in weeks. I know I ain't won in weeks.
He has not.
So.
He's on the AOK list.
Real okay. Mike from Aventura, Florida. Mike,
I know exactly who did Time of the Season.
You do?
Yes, because I remember it when it was out. It was by the Zombies.
Yay! Right. Thank you, Mike.
That's right.
Wow. And I know who Art Tatum is, too.
You do?
You do?
Yeah. I think it was a jazz musician.
I have a question for you. Do you know who Mike from Aventura is?
Yeah.
You ever meet him?
Who?
Lord, you.
Michael, are you
talking about
right
you?
No, never met him. Oh, what a good show tonight.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate your call.
Okay.
Hey, Peter. Mike, hold on one moment. Mike, I think I got your information, but I just want to double check, all right?
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh, good.
Subway.
They have Subways in Miami. They don't have any Subways, but they have Subways.
That is not your joke. That's Jeff's joke.
All right, listen.
Hold on,
Mike.
Subway, I always tell them about Blind and Beyond.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mike.
It's
really beyond, isn't it, Mike?
It's really beyond. Who knows?
Anytime I'm on, it's beyond.
Listen, let's
go. Beyond words.
Mike, hold on one moment. Let's go back to the phone line and let's go to New York City and talk with Linda from New York. I think she was calling in for the trivia, but she might have missed out. Linda, are you there?
You can say
yes,
hi.
I am.
Okay. Hey, Linda, how you doing?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Linda. Hi, Linda.
I'm good. How are you?
Hello,
everybody.
Linda from New York.
You know, Linda is excited, everyone. Linda, why don't you tell everybody why you like the show?
Oh, it's just so interesting. You know, it just has so many facets to it. And it's just, it's different. So we don't have anything similar. So I try to listen to it as often as I can.
Well, thank you
Thank you. We're really happy that you do.
I'm very happy that you're listening. It's very nice. Very nice.
Yep. It's
thank
great.
You, Linda.
Even if you live in New York.
Right. Well, at least you have the good weather. We don't. Thank you.
But you have the Big Apple.
We had 30 degrees here last night, but no snow. No snow.
Oh, really? You're near Orlando?
We did, but north of it. Yeah. Yeah. It was
chilly. Right. Well,
Are you near downtown Orlando? Wait.
New York.
Are you near downtown New York?
No, I'm on the outskirts of the city. I'm closer to Long Island.
Oh, Long Island. Oh, you're near the fabulous parkways and expressways.
The Bell Parkway, the Verrazano Bridge. So
all
I spend days on those parkways.
Yep. All those wonderful things that you get stuck on when you drive. Yeah, absolutely.
I know about that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, Linda, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Yep. Take care.
You'll win the next one.
Yep. Take care.
Okay, good. I'll listen. Bye-bye. Okay.
You keep on listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there's a sighted person listening to the show.
And she listens regularly.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Because she knows everything, Michael.
That's why I'm married. I'm really shocked.
Because
she knows
I listen to what she says. She enjoys the show. She enjoys the music that even your oldies that you play. And
That's very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to go to break.
Well, no, not yet.
Not yet?
We have a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Sheila, you have any PSAs?
You know, I do. This week, the American Council of the Blind and Florida Council of the Blind, which I am president of, is having our legislative week. And there are so many issues out there that concern blind, low vision, and even sighted individuals, because as you age, you lose vision occasionally. And we have so much at risk with accessible voting, independent voting, with medical devices that you can't access, with exercise equipment that if you go out to exercise, you can't access, with websites that you can't access. You can open up the website, but the material you can't access. And even watching television, because so many people are cutting the cord, and you can't just stream anything. So we're going to break.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away.